And welcome to episode 37 of the Slick and Juicy Sports Show. Hey, we got some Thursday night football.
I got that one dude on here.
With the plunger. That's what they're going to give the winner of the NFC East.
That's the TikTok guy. Oh, shit.
He just got hit by a bus.
That guy's not funny.
He's not. He's like a wannabe Frank Caliendo. He's like a great value brand Frank Caliendo. Fuck him.
Is Frank Caliendo the guy who does the impersonations?
Yeah, he used to be on Fox, and now they just got a probably out of his price range now. Welcome to episode 37 of the Slick and Juicy Sports Show. Coming to you live from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Brought to you, our presenting sponsor is Slick Picks, new podcast on the Slick and Juicy Sports Network.
We're a network now?
Yeah, we're a network now. So if you want to do a sports podcast and be under our network, hit us up. We'll publicize you.
We don't pay much.
We don't either. I was looking at advertisements today. Anchor gives you a option to advertise. We can read off an ad. It was $15 per 1,000 views. So we'd be at like $7.50 right now. Total over 37 episodes. We're at 500.
Oh, okay. Views. I see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other way. Like you paid $15 for an ad to 1,000 viewers.
No, they would pay us $15 for every 1,000 listens that we get on an episode. One day.
It's money though. You have to. We don't pay anything.
Hey, I just forgot something.
That'll buy a T-shirt.
I just forgot something.
What?
Guess what tomorrow is.
I don't know.
Our birthday.
Anniversary.
Birthday. October 23rd, 2019. Slick and Juicy. Well, Pinchwarmer Sports. Slick and Juicy, episode 1.
Doesn't feel like it's been that long.
No. We've come a long way. We sound a lot better now. We should do a shitty phone interview just like the first episode. Remember I paid for that?
I don't even know. Remember what we recorded it on.
No,
we had the spear thing. The igloo. Not the igloo. The
other one, yeah. And then we called Daddy Die on the phone. And we were like on speakerphone. Remember?
Oh, yeah, I do now. That wasn't the first episode. Daddy Die was on the first episode.
Yeah, he was. That was the first episode.
Huh.
October 23rd, 2019. Look at us now. 37 episodes later. Going strong. Can't say we picked up that big of an audience, but hey, going strong. We got some football news. The whole Raiders offensive line has COVID. All five of them.
Trent Brown started it.
Yeah, he was already on the list.
And I don't think they have COVID. They're on the list. Not Trent Brown has COVID. But I think they precautionary put the rest of the O-line and like sent them home from practice and stuff. I don't think they're on. I don't think they tested positive.
They were supposed to play the Buccaneers on Sunday Night Football. That game got bumped down to 4 o'clock because it's most likely going to get canceled.
Bumped down to 4 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
How do you go from Sunday night down to 4 o'clock game?
They move the Seahawks at the Cardinals up to Sunday Night Football.
That'd be down. The Bucks are and Raiders are going up.
No.
Yes. Time-wise?
Yeah. They got bumped down to 4:05 from 8:20. That's a 4-hour difference down.
I guess. That's not the way I'm looking at it. I'm thinking chronologically. They got bumped up.
I was saying bumped down like prime time.
Well, yeah.
They're not in primetime football anymore because they're probably not going to play and they're not on Sunday Night Football anymore.
Well, that's a good move to move another game to Sunday night then. So you don't have, like, last Thursday we didn't have a Thursday night game.
Especially since I like that Cardinals-Seahawks game too. I think that's going to be a good game. We'll talk about it later. Other NFL news. N'Joku Koke going to the Ravens. N'Joku. How do you say his name?
I think it's N'Joku.
N'Joku?
N'Joku. N'Joku.
Just got traded to the Vikings. Vikings said, see you later.
Vikings are on a fire sale. So what did they trade for him? What did they trade for him from the Jaguars? Did they end up coming out of this with decent? They got a third and a fifth for
say,
him.
I want to say they traded him for like a second round pick or something.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Got a third and a fifth out of it. If you're going to fire sale everybody, you might as well go ahead and start.
Speaking of free agency deadline, what teams are buying, what teams are selling? When is the deadline?
Trade deadline.
Next week? This week?
I don't think it's until like November 1st.
Oh, well, we're getting close to it. What teams are buying, what teams are selling?
I mean, I think at some point any contending team or division lead, teams that have 3 wins or more above 500, you're definitely buying. And then, I mean, tanking teams. I mean, I seen something today where the Jets are already thinking about they'd trade Quinn and Williams if they got a second round pick back for him. That was the number 4 pick in the draft 2 years ago.
Yeah. Clearly, anybody playing on that defense isn't doing too hot.
Yeah. I don't think you can blame it on him, though. I mean, I'm not going to go through and name every single what I think buying or selling. And we can say that we can kind of maybe do that during our picks. But it just depends. I don't think there might not be a whole lot of movement this year just because of everything.
Yeah. I'm kind of hoping that the Skins trade for somebody, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Like who?
I don't know. I wouldn't mind us picking up Dez Bryant.
That's not a trade.
Yeah, but just making some moves at the deadline.
Dez Bryant hasn't played football in 3 seasons.
I don't care. He can run down the field and catch a ball, and that's better than anything we got right now other than Terry McLaurin.
That's true.
Cam Sims? Maybe. He ain't done shit this year. I don't know. Hey, but we're still in contention. We're looking at the NFC East standings right now. We've got Dallas this week. Washington football team will be the leaders by the end of the week. You heard it here first.
Eagles are going to win tonight, and they'll be leading.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll be a half game back. It'll be okay.
Here's these dumb fucking illustration things again.
I don't like them. Did you see the ones last week? It was Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, and they were, like, ripped. Like, their forearms were, like, huge and had, like, striations and stuff.
For last week's game?
Yeah. They were, like, gripping the football, and then their fucking forearms were, like, huge.
Wasn't home yet.
And it's like, when has Tom Brady ever looked like that?
And Aaron Rodgers has never looked like that either.
True. True.
But, I mean, Ngakoue, an underrated pickup for the Ravens in the middle of a season. He's good.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever found his footing on the Vikings, but he's not great.
But it's good. I mean,
he gives some more pass rush for the Ravens.
Ravens looked a little shaky in the fourth quarter last week. I mean, they've got a pretty decent defense, though, don't they? Maybe.
They've got a good defense.
Pretty decent?
They've got a good defense. It's not pretty defense. Marcus Peters, Marlon Humphreys, Calais Campbell, now Ngakoue, Matthew Judon.
Yeah, I think in the NFC North,
Earl AFC Thomas. North,
you have to have a big guy up front, you know.
Why didn't nobody sign Earl Thomas yet?
Because he's a bum.
He's not a bum.
Speaks to his character.
He does speak to his character, but he's not a bum on the football field.
Hey, can't have a cancer on the football field or in the locker room. Especially now when cancer's bad. It's cancer month. You can't sign Earl Thomas. It's cancer month.
It's cancer awareness month.
Yeah, and they're
aware. Could be like, I'm aware that he's a cancer one. I might still like fucking sign him.
Yeah, feeling a little frisky.
Earl Thomas. He was an All-Pro safety 2 seasons ago.
He's kind of old though, isn't he?
He's 31.
Past his prime.
No.
I don't think we're going to get our guest speaker on UFC 254. You want to give your pick on that fight?
You tell me who's fighting, and I'll give you a pick.
Justin Gaethje versus Khabib Nurmagomedov.
I did not know that it was this weekend.
Yes, it is Saturday, and hear this. This is the best part about it, because we are guilty of falling asleep during the main event every single fucking time. We're both guilty of that.
Not every time.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Main card starts at 2 o'clock Eastern.
Oh, fuck yeah. I like that. See, I don't like how they start so late and the main card's not until
usually the main event, o'clock. Like if this was any other week, they would start, the main event would start at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So
wait, the main card starts at 2 o'clock?
Yes.
So you're talking about they'll be on it.
The main event will be on at 4 o'clock.
I don't like that necessarily. I mean, that's cool.
I mean, we're partying this weekend, so we'll get the...
I know, but it'd be cool. Like, why not start it at 4 and then the main event's prime time at 6 or 7?
Yeah, but we'll get to watch the main event as...
Is it in Fight Island?
Yeah.
So it's... Okay.
So they got it started on Europe time because Nurmagomedov's a big fighter. I mean, if it wasn't, then it would come on at like 6 o'clock in the morning over there. So...
I'm going Khabib. The only times I've seen Khabib... was the McGregor fight, and I think another one. And he's just a fucking animal. He's an animal.
My logical mind says Khabib. We watched that Gaethje-Ferguson fight, though. Gaethje beat the fucking brakes off of Ferguson. That was the first UFC fight back. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was weird because there was no noise in the crowd and stuff.
Yeah.
And Gaethje just beat the fucking shit out of him. I think no crowd is good for Gaethje because Gaethje's an emotional fighter, and he hears the crowd and he just kind of runs in and gets punched in the face and then gets fucked up. But when there's no crowd, he can kind of calm down, do his thing. Gaethje's an all-American wrestler. He's never used his wrestling. He's a fucking brawler.
Well, Khabib gets you on the ground, though. You're done.
Yes, but we've never seen Gaethje's wrestling, so we don't know how good Gaethje's wrestling is. Gaethje's been wrestling since he was 7 years old, and he's 31 years old. So I think that's the wild card in it.
Khabib probably came out of the womb wrestling.
Yeah, there's literally videos of him as a child wrestling a bear.
Khabib?
Yeah, it made its way around ESPN this week.
I did not see that.
Oh, well, apparently it's legit.
No, he's just... I like Khabib. Other than all the shit that happened after... what was that?
The AC turning off?
Oh, why is the AC even fucking on?
That's a great question, considering we have windows open.
I like, other than the way they, fuck, that fight was 2 years ago, wasn't it? Almost?
Almost, yeah.
Other than the way that fight ended.
Exactly, yeah, exactly 2 years ago.
That's crazy. I hated the way that fight ended and the way Khabib acted, but I think there was a lot of shit talking from Conor and everybody else that was there. Regardless, I liked Khabib. I don't respect Conor that much, and I've told you that before, but... I think Khabib's great. I hate that he hasn't been able to fight.
Yeah, and saying this is going to be his last fight, he wants one more fight after this before he retires, and he wants George St. Pierre.
How old is Khabib?
Khabib is 32.
I didn't know he was that old. Why did he not get like a big-time shot until he's too old?
Because his fight style is not very desirable.
I get that, but okay.
He is... 28-29-0. He wants to finish 30-0. Perfectly undefeated. He'd be the first MMA fighter to retire undefeated. Significant MMA fighter. I mean, UFC champion. So, there is a chance of a McGregor rematch. McGregor fights Poirier in January.
I would like to see it could be McGregor rematch. That's what give the people what they want to see.
Yeah, I don't know how that would go. Apparently McGregor was drunk the whole week leading up to the fight. I don't know.
Got his ass beat.
Got dropped by a wrestler. Punched square in the face. He won after the fight, though. He murked that dude, but whatever. UFC 254, we're not buying it. We're watching it on Crack Streams. Because I'm done buying UFC fights.
No, but hey, not when you can just stream everything these
days. Yeah, and okay. We've had some dodgy stream situations, but I'm really pleased with Crack Streams. Use it for Red Zone. Use it for UFC. No issues. Couple porns, but hey, you need some of that in the middle of the day. Football's intense. You need a porn ad every now and then.
Keep you on your toes a little bit.
Titties. Oh, fuck. Shit. titties. Whoa, shit, fuck. Chicks with dicks. Fuck, shit. Shit, fuck.
I tuned out for a second.
Tuned out?
My mic was off.
Spacey. I think I'm going to get us some mic holders so we don't have to hold the mics anymore.
It's really been working on my, like, grip strength and my, like, wrist mobility, though.
Hey, we've been doing really good lately. Last, like, 4 episodes in a row, we haven't had to stop recording the piss.
That's good.
We usually take, like, 6 breaks.
Is this, like, a stat you're keeping up with?
Yeah.
Like, how many pee breaks?
Yeah, our immunity is getting up. I don't know if that's the right word for that. Immunity? We're pro podcasters, okay? So get with us.
Do you think Pat and the boys ever get up and pee at all? They just sit there for 3 straight hours.
I mean, they do have commercial breaks, so I imagine they get up and piss during the commercial breaks.
That's true. What if they just piss right there?
I mean, they probably could. I don't know.
That'd be like a veteran move.
Veteran move?
Like balls deep in a conversation and you have to pee so bad and you just pee yourself.
I mean, Joe Rogan gets up and pisses.
I bet Joe Rogan's pissed himself a couple times.
Maybe. We've got some football this week. So, pick-wise, on the year, I am 55-48, 53%. Juicy, you're 69-34.
Nice. Neither of us were good last weekend, though.
67%. Yeah, I think we both had losing records last week. Rough week. But hey, in our defense, we were on the road. Just a couple road dogs. We were trying not to die. I almost wrecked like 3 times.
Literally. I dropped my phone like in the middle, like I always do, at one point, and was still trying to talk and like yell, and I wasn't even watching the road. I was like, what the fuck is my phone?
No,
Can you hear me?
I had the notepad like propped up on my dash, and I was like trying to read it, and I was going through a construction zone.
I just stopped driving at one point. Just no hands.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, somebody took the wheel.
Football gods, take the wheel. But yeah, we had a rough week. We weren't really focused, okay? But hey, if you need some picks to maybe make some money, tune into the Slick Pick Show. They ain't picking all the games. Doing a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Just picking the ones that are going to make you some money. Live, now on Spotify, Apple, Instagram Reels. Follow us on Instagram, too. I just revamped.
Did you really put it on the Reels thing?
Yeah. It's on IGTV.
I didn't even know that you could do that or how to do that.
I think I'm going to start putting like some clips from the Slick and Juicy Show on there. Just get us some pops. But yeah, follow us on Instagram. I just revamped our Instagram. It was still Benchwarmer Sports. Now it's Slick and Juicy Show. @ Slick and Juicy Show on Instagram.
Did you make a new one or can you change handles like that?
I can change handles. Can't do that on Facebook. But we are up to like 40 followers on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. We're getting there. I'm going to start making t-shirts. Brand. Do it for the brand. Can't say that. That's Pat. If you like it slick and juicy, wear our t-shirts. Because nobody likes it rough and dry. That should be our t-shirt.
That's just a long slogan.
But it speaks to us.
I don't like it rough and dry.
Neither do I.
In anything.
That's why we're slick and juicy. Week 7. We got some Big Ten games this week. Are you excited? Not really. Fuck the Big Ten.
I don't know anything about them other than Ohio State is possibly good.
The most anti-football guy ever.
What do you know about the Big Ten?
I know that I like Wisconsin to win it all this year.
Who's Wisconsin's quarterback?
Fuck if I know.
Russell Wilson?
No. Russell Wilson was the quarterback at NC State. We just got back-to-back interceptions and back-to-back plays on this game. I fucking love the Sun Belt. Electric. Electric factory. Electric. Okay. Friday night football. We got Illinois at number 14, Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a 19.5-point favorite.
I mean, I've been easy Wisconsin on that.
Wisconsin, a mansion when in was Wisconsin.
The last time Illinois was any good at football.
Illinois head coach, Lovie Smith, though.
Is he still the head coach?
I think so.
That's been a minute. I'm going to fact check that, actually.
Yeah, I'm kind of skeptical, hippo-wise, about the plus 19.5. Especially the first game of the season. We don't know how much these teams have been practicing. What they really look like. Also, Big Ten came out and said, if you have too many COVID tests, it goes down as a no contest.
He's still the coach at University of Illinois.
You heard what I'm saying?
What?
Too many COVID tests, it goes down as a no contest, and a team must play at least 6 games to make it to the conference championship game.
In the Big Ten?
So they have no makeup weeks.
Okay.
Eight.
Well, at this point, it would be hard to do it anyways because everybody else is 4 games in.
They're going to have to play on a Tuesday. Just kidding. They're not the MAC. But yeah, 8 straight weeks to the conference championship game. I think it's going to be a fucking shit show, but we'll see. We'll see. Next, we got NC State at number 14, UNC. I don't know how we have 2 number 14s. I don't understand how that happens, but it's just what it said.
It said both of them are 14?
Yeah, they're tied for 14.
How?
I don't know. It's just what it said. I didn't look up AP polls. I don't know what it. I don't know. I just wrote it down.
I'm going to go NC State on this one. North Carolina's phony.
Yeah.
Phony stamp.
Oh, fuck. I'm not writing these down. My bad. Yeah, I like NC State, too. I don't know what the money line is on this, but I like them to at least cover the 15.5. But, yeah, I'll take NC State outright. Next, we got number 17, Iowa State, at number 6, Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is a 3.5-point favorite.
I haven't watched either of them play. But my Nuggets are telling me Oklahoma State.
I like Iowa State. Oklahoma State's been off for the past 3 weeks. COVID heavy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
COVID heavy. Remember, they didn't look good in that first game against Tulsa. Tulsa held them within
that's
6.
Right. Yep.
Iowa State's looking good.
Can I change my pick?
Sure. I hate to talk you into a pick. I could have got an edge right there.
I didn't know they'd been off for 3 weeks.
Oh. Big football guy.
I just don't keep up with the Big 12 like that shit. Yeah, they just scored. I thought they just got in. They didn't that time.
God damn it. Sun Belt. Fucking electric.
What's more electric, the Sun Belt or the NFC East?
NFC East, because you don't know who's going to win it. It's going to be electric. Yeah, I'm going to Iowa State. I think Iowa State's the favorite to win the Big 12 this year, which would be absolutely absurd.
Over, okay.
Yeah, Oklahoma and Texas suck.
That's true.
They just beat the fuck out of Texas Tech last week. We've got some... I almost said... CUSA. I'm off my game today. All-American action. All-America Conference. Got number 9, Cincinnati. At number 16, SMU. SMU's a 2.5-point favorite. We really don't have any Power 5 games this week.
I was going to say, these are the best games that you could pick.
There's no top 25 matchups in the SEC.
Not a single one.
No.
Huh.
Not many SEC teams still in the top 25.
I know that.
I think it's only Alabama, Texas A&M, and
Georgia.
Georgia.
Florida's probably still in the top 25.
Yeah, but they got COVID, so they're not playing.
Falls will be back in the top 25, which will beat Alabama this weekend.
Jesus Christ. The line on that is 21.5. You think they cover?
I think Harrison Bailey starts and we win.
Cincinnati, SMU.
Cincinnati.
I'm going to go SMU. I just like what they're doing. They pay their players and stuff. Yeah, you know it's a rough week when our primetime game is 18 Michigan at 21 Minnesota. Michigan's a 3-point favorite.
Wasn't the McCaffrey kid supposed to be Michigan's quarterback?
Yeah, and he opted out.
He opted out. I'll still go Michigan.
In spite of Junior not coming on the show today, I'm going to go Minnesota. I like PJ Fleck. Tanner Morgan's coming back. And yeah, they played good last year.
They did, yeah. I mean, towards the end of the season.
I thought Tanner Morgan was like, or Morgan Tanner. One of those. He's got two first names. Fuck him. I thought he was like 36 years old. Apparently, he can still play this year. Yeah, I'm going to
go. Technically, you could be like 40 and technically still have college football eligibility.
Brandon Weeden.
What?
Brandon Weeden was 29.
Really?
Yeah.
And got drafted in the first round?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
He played professional baseball and then went to Oklahoma State.
Huh.
Big football guy.
Fuck you.
Okay.
I tell you things too that you just don't respond to.
Okay, so I stand corrected. Florida's 10. But I think that's it. We got some NFL games. Giants and Eagles playing right now. We both picked the Eagles on the last episode. We've got the Lions at the Falcons. The Falcons are a 2.5-point favorite. I think this is a low-key sleeper good game.
Yeah, but I'm going to take the Lions and old Staffy boy. What are the Lions right now? What's their record? Are they 3-3?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I mean, this could put the Lions over 500. That'd be...
I should probably pull up the schedule just so we can see.
They're 2-3.
2-3. So 2-3. They could get the 500. I like Stafford against the Falcons defense, but I'm still believing in the interim head coach swing. So I'm gonna go Falcons. Do we know if Baker's playing this week?
He is.
He is?
Yes.
This is a shitty line then. Browns at the Bengals, the Browns are a 3-point favorite.
I don't think that's a bad line. The Bengals have been putting up a fight every week, and the Browns looked fucking horrible last week.
Also, we're playing the best team in the AFC. Second best team.
The Titans are the best?
The Chiefs are.
Still, their offense looked bad. And I read into it a little bit. Supposedly, Baker had been dealing with that rib pretty... He was gutting it out. And they only have two quarterbacks on the roster. They've only got him and Case. So if he had sat out, Case would have been the only quarterback active. So.
The punter would have to play.
The punter.
The punter.
Punter. I thought you said puncher.
No, not Myles Garrett.
Helmet swinger. I bet he could throw a football.
I'm going to go Browns.
One day we're actually going to find out what Mason Rudolph said to that man. And it's going to be like, oh, shit. Said,
I'll mouth it to you.
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did either. I think he's just got a big punchable face.
Rudolph does, yeah.
He's a bum.
He'll be a backup quarterback in the NFL for a long time, though.
Maybe. I'm going Browns. Cover. What?
Where's Bo at?
I don't know. I don't care. I think we're having a peaceful podcast without him.
What was the team?
Browns?
Yeah, Browns. I think they bounced back this week. Sorry, I'm getting sidetracked. I think they bounced back this week.
Next, we've got the Steelers at the Titans. The Titans are a 1-point favorite. It swung. It was Steelers minus 3.5, and it swung to... Titans minus one.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
I mean, I have to go Titans. We told you guys about our bet, so. I might not even make it to the next episode.
I'm going Steelers. I just think they're too good for the Titans. Titans have been playing too many close games. But this is going to be Steelers have – a decent offense. Titans have a bad defense. Titans have a good offense. Steelers have a good defense. So I think that's where the game's going to be won and lost. Next, we got the Panthers at the Saints. The Saints are a 7-point favorite.
Saints.
I'm sticking to my promise. The Panthers are scrappy.
I think they are scrappy, but I still think the Saints are the Saints.
I say they at least cover, but I'm going to go Panthers beat the Saints in New Orleans. The MVP train continues in New York. Buffalo at the Jets. The Bills are a minus 12.5-point favorite.
The Bills need a win after two straight losses. It's just the Jets.
They need a blowout win. Like, Josh Allen, 500 yards. 6 touchdowns. By the third quarter. And it's so bad that Adam Gase, like, just stays on the field so he doesn't have to go into the locker room.
Doesn't even have to deal with it.
He's like, hey, guys,
I get it. Let's just both make this decision right now.
He's just living on the field with all the stray cats.
Is that MetLife?
He becomes a cat man.
He already looks kind of like a cat man.
He's a pussy.
Shoot, if I lose this bet and we go to this cat cafe and I die in there, I'm one with the cats at that point.
Meow.
Meow. I don't think I've ever been around that much pussy in my life.
I don't think me neither.
Maybe. There was this one time. But that's a different story. That's a different podcast.
Different story. And you cried then too, but not because of allergies.
That was more of, I can't believe this is actually happening to me.
And you had your mom come pick you up, not because you were having an allergic reaction.
All right, anyways, let's go on. Let's move on.
Cowboys at the football team. The Cowboys are a 1-point favorite.
I got to go football team on this one. I don't think the Cowboys have anything left.
I think this is a must-win for both teams. If they even want to slightly be in contention, which, let's be honest, if they lose, then they're still in contention because they play in the NFC East. The Eagles are projected, as of this morning, are projected to win the NFC East at 6-9-1. So, any win here puts either of these teams right back in it. I'm going football team, though. We had a heartbreaker last week. Ron Rivera said, hey, if you don't want to lose on the last play of the game, don't let the game be close. So, I don't think they're going to let the game be close. I said we blow them out. You thought Andy Dalton looked lost against the Cardinals defense?
That's true.
Kendall Fuller is going to have 2 interceptions.
How many sacks are you going to have?
Against that offensive line?
I mean, that offensive line is depleted.
Our defensive line is not depleted, so.
No, it's not.
So, yeah. I like that. I like that on both sides of the ball. Yeah, broke on football team. Next, we got the Packers at the Texans. The Packers are a 3.5-point favorite. I think this is a for real phony game. I'm putting the stamp on it.
For the Packers?
Yes. Because the Texans are kind of scrappy now.
What if the Packers win by 30 points like did the first 4 games of the season?
Then they're for real.
I'm going Packers.
I'm going Packers, too. I just can't. I mean, I like the interim head coach swing, but the Aaron Rodgers fuck you tour needs to get back on pace.
This is a little diversion. You just got to get back on it.
You got to lose. You got to humble yourself. You can't just win everything. I won everything in youth football. 6 straight Super Bowls, undefeated seasons. Look at me now. I just don't know how to lose. It fucked me up. Now, if I played football with you and we lost every game, like your football team did, and it was so bad that your dad didn't let you play football ever again, then I would be humble and I'd be used to losing. How like you.
I played middle school football and we were actually the best. I don't think we lost at all. I didn't play. Don't get me wrong. I sat there and watched. I played at the end of games. Old 80-pound Jalen went in, made a couple key blocks. Third stringer. We were up by 30, but now my league team before I played in middle school, we did suck. One time my friend, he was the quarterback and he got tackled by one person and he came to the sideline. I was like, man, I can't feel my body. The whole team tackled me. And I said, no, that was just one person. But you never played football.
Yeah, I did. I played for 8 years.
When?
From kindergarten until...
You didn't play football in kindergarten.
I did.
They wouldn't even let us start playing football in Paris until we were... fifth grade?
Damn.
I don't believe that you started playing football in kindergarten.
I definitely played in first grade. I know that.
Hmm.
First grade until seventh grade? Eighth grade?
Yeah, it would have been fifth grade because our middle school, you could only play on the middle school team in seventh and eighth. So you played in the league in fifth and sixth grade.
Sounds like they're raising a bunch of pussies.
Well, we played like backyard football and shit.
Next, a game that may or may not happen. Raiders offensive line has COVID. Derek Carr probably just won't show up to the facility this week. He's like, I'm already running for my life, and now I don't have my starting lineman. Fuck me. Buccaneers at the Raiders. Buccaneers are a 4-point favorite.
Bucks. Bucks are hitting a stride right now. I'm going to keep saying that.
I say Bucks, too. If the Raiders were healthy and didn't have COVID, then I would might say the Raiders because the Raiders are scrappy.
Touchdown Giants.
Yeah, fuck off. Golden Tate. Fuck you. Chiefs at the Broncos. Chiefs are a -9.5-point favorite. I like the Chiefs. I don't know if I like 10 points, but I think the Chiefs are saving their stuff. They're not showing a whole lot.
Well, no, they ran the ball for... How many times did Pat even throw the other day?
Like, not much.
Like 22?
Not much.
Cold, wet. It was a wet game.
It was a wet, cold, dismal night in Buffalo.
Buffalo also sagged the entire defense off to stop the pass. And the Chiefs just said, all right, fuck you. Let CEH, what, rush for 160?
Allaire. And now they're going to get Le'Veon? Fuck you. We have the best quarterback in the league? Watch this. Let us run the whole game.
Let us run 40 times for 250. You'd
not be able to do anything about it. Fuck you. Probably what Andy Reid said. Next, we've got the 49ers at the Patriots. Patriots are a 2-point favorite. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I like the 49ers. I still think they're phonies, but I think the Patriots are even bigger phonies. So this is the phony bowl. Who's going to be the bigger phony?
I'm going to go Patriots.
Damn. Okay.
The Patriots looked really good the first two seasons. Then Cam's out. They didn't look good. Cam's back. I know Cam didn't look good last week, but...
They literally got beat by field goals by arguably one of the worst teams in the league.
I understand that. They also were within inches of beating the Seahawks in the second game of the season.
Maybe.
No, that's a fact.
I'm not sure if I'm all in on the Seahawks, so... We'll see. Next, we've got the Jaguars at the Chargers. The Chargers are a 7.5-point favorite. I think this is where Herbert finally goes off and wins a game.
Chargers, Herbert gets his first win.
The ghost of Philip Rivers escapes.
Yeah, and you just see him, like, disintegrated up into the air. No.
Just followed by sperm. Yeah. Because he fucks.
Philip does fuck.
Sunday Night Football, our new Sunday Night Football game. This wasn't the original Sunday Night Football game. We got the Seahawks at the Cardinals. Seahawks are a 3.5-point favorite.
I like the move of moving an earlier game down, especially if you think one's not going to be played. I think this will be a good team. This is a 4-2 Cardinals team who looked really good on Monday. I just granted it was the Cowboys. I don't think their offense is too put together at the moment. Kyler only completed like 9 passes in that game, and they won 38 points.
Seahawks defense not good, though.
Well, so, yeah, I'm not going to say the Seahawks defense is any good, but the Cardinals are going to have to stop Russ at some point.
I'm going to go Seahawks.
I feel like I haven't had a underdog pick yet today. I'm going to go Cardinals.
I'm saving my underdog for last. Monday Night Football, we got the Bears at the Rams. The Rams are a 6-point favorite.
I'm going to go Rams.
I'm one big.
I don't know how the Rams lost to the 49ers of the night. That should not have happened.
I don't know how the Rams are a 6-point favorite.
The Rams should be 5-1.
I don't think so. I like the Bears. I think the Bears are legit. I think the Bears are going to be 12-4.
The Bears?
The Bears. Bear down.
I just don't know how they can keep winning like that when their offense is one of the worst in the NFL. And Nick Foles has not improved it by that much. He has.
If you have faith in the Titans, I have faith in the Bears. And we can both ride that imaginary train until the wheels fall off. And we'll see which wheels fall off first.
Well, unlike the Bears, the Titans were in the AFC Championship last year, so. And we're beating the Chiefs in the third quarter.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
I'm not saying. I'm not going to disagree.
Who has a bigger dick, though, Tannehill or Nick Foles?
You know Nick Foles has a bigger dick. It's not even questionable.
I feel like they're the same stature.
You don't call Ryan Big Dick Ryan.
Yeah, no, you call him.
He's like medium dick
Ryan. You call
him
check down Ryan.
If anybody checks the ball down, it's Nick Foles.
No, because he's got a big dick.
And he still checks it down. Tannehill don't check it down. He hands it to Derek twice and then throws a 20-yard down the middle play-action pass. Ain't nobody's figured it out yet.
Did you see the...
It's Ryan Singer.
You see the MVP rankings this week? Mm-mm. Did Derek Henry dirty.
Did not on there?
It was...
Is Ryan on there?
It was Mahomes, Russell Wilson...
Mahomes in first.
Tannehill was third.
Fuck yes.
And I don't know who else.
I did not see that. I don't know how.
I don't know who did it. I think it was like NFL.com or something. I don't know.
I don't know how Pat was above Russ. Russ is the front runner for MVP right now.
I don't think so. I think you got to look at the team too.
The Seahawks are 5-0.
I don't care. They're phonies. They're going to lose in the wild card round.
Oh, you're funny. You're a phony.
I'm not. I'm legit. I'm going Bears.
Rams.
Thank you so much for listening to episode 37 of the Slick and Juicy Sports Show. We will see you on Tuesday. Well, you'll see us on Wednesday because that's when we upload. We have a good weekend. A good weekend ahead of us. I'm really excited for football this weekend.
Got a costume party, too.
Got a costume party. And I'm glad... We talk shit about the college football slate. I'm glad we don't have a Alabama-Georgia this weekend. Because if I had the bet, there's probably not going to be football on at that party. Joke's on them. I have a phone, though.
I feel like if there was a good game on, that we could somehow finagle our ways into watching football.
I'll probably get Michigan-Minnesota on the TV. Big Ten football, baby.
What are you being? You're Rufus, right?
I don't know what I'm going to be.
I thought that was the game plan.
Yeah, but that means I got to go buy shit. And
oh, no. I'm just wearing my Titans jersey. And
you want to go as football players?
Ball and Chain's going to be a cheerleader.
Fuck. See, then I can't be a football player. Be a basketball player.
But you're going to have to dress up with your Ball and Chain.
Yeah, she's being Kim Possible.
To this, you're being Rufus. You actually don't act like on the podcast right now. You're not being Rufus. You literally told me 2 nights ago I have to go buy a pink bodysuit.
That'd be pretty dope, though.
I think it's gonna look stupid, but okay.
We'll see.
Like the full bodysuit, like you've got the mask on and everything.
Yeah.
Like the morph suit thing.
Yeah.
I always thought those kids that, like, in high school wore that shit to, like, whatever it was, like, church camp. I hated those motherfuckers.
Who did you know that wore one of those to church camp?
I remember just using that as an example, but when those things first came out, people wore them to, like, your high school football games, just anywhere, and thought, well, look at me, I've got a morph suit on. No, you're probably a fucking virgin. That's why you have it on. You're going to look like a virgin tomorrow night, Saturday night.
I just feel like I'm not going to have fun.
I mean, we have to go. And we'll probably end up back here for at some point. I mean, I know we will. I'm not staying there.
Ohio State, Nebraska at noon, though. That'll be good. I don't know. Thank you so much for listening to episode 37. We'll see you for episode 38. Bye.